All right, Natalie, welcome. We're here from Google's Notebook LM, ready to unwrap your 2024 Spotify Wrapped. Let's jump in.
Yeah, let's go. 195,877 minutes.
You heard that right. Almost 2 months of listening. That puts you in the top 0.01% of Spotify listeners worldwide.
That's incredible. What a year of music.
I know, right? And April 22nd, you really hit it hard. 1,235 minutes. Was that like a long car ride?
Maybe you were just having a really good music day. The perfect day to just chill and listen.
Definitely a perfect day for music. Speaking of, your top track.
Drumroll, please.
It's Equip Sunglasses by Hot Mulligan. Off the album, You'll Be Fine.
Such a great track. You listened 61 times, which is wild. That put you in the top 0.01% of listeners for that song.
Wow, you must really love that song.
For real. Especially since you started listening on January 3rd. It must have just been instant love.
Makes you wonder what you were doing when you first heard it.
I know, right? Those first listens are always special. And speaking of special, your top artist.
You were really feeling Fall Out Boy this year.
3,316 minutes. That's like almost 2.5 days straight.
No way. You are a true fan.
I know. That's like the top 0.06% of Fall Out Boy listeners.
Wow. It's so cool how their music just speaks to so many people. And did you know Andrew Hurley, the drummer, he was in a hardcore band before Fall Out Boy. Race Traitor, have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Total legends.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Makes you wonder if that's what drew you to them.
Definitely. Okay, now get ready for a musical journey through your whole year. January, you were all about that Molgoth rock out metalcore vibe.
Yeah, you were rocking out hard.
Bring Me the Horizon, Dayseeker. And you were really loving Spirit Box, Eternal Blue in particular. It's such a great album.
I'm just picturing you, headphones on, totally in the zone. Mm. Then March rolls around.
And suddenly it's Serotonin, Metropolis Indie Pop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally different energy. Like a switch flipped.
For sure. So much Bad Sons, especially Astral Plans, the band Camino, Coin. It really sounds like you were feeling yourself.
It's like you traded a mosh pit for a sunny rooftop concert.
Haha, exactly. Mm. Then April brings back those scene rock-ish emo anthems. You were loving Fall Out Boy 27, Hallelujah. Actually, your longest Fall Out Boy streak was that month, 26 days straight.
That's dedication.
So true. And Panic at the Disco is in there too. And of course, Pierce the Veil. And remember April 22nd, your biggest listening day of the year.
I think it all adds up now. April was really your month for music.
It really was. And May, you kept rocking with Fall Out Boy and Bring Me the Horizon. I wonder if Top 10 Statues That Cried Blood from their new album Post-Human Next Gen was on repeat.
Totally. And Hot Mulligan and Paramore start to really come up.
So true. Then June, back to the indie scene. The band Camino, Owl City taking over.
But you still kept it interesting with some holding absence. A Crooked Melodies is such a great song.
It really is. And more Dayseeker, Without Me.
Such a dynamic mix. Then July comes around and it's Noah Kahan and Hozier taking center stage.
It's giving summer vibes for sure.
Relaxed, maybe a little reflective. Then August.
You're bringing back the 1975 and adding Nicki to the mix.
You really do have such a wide range. And a little My Chemical Romance. I'm not okay. I promise. Always a classic.
And more Pierce the Veil, King for a Day.
Amazing. Then September, you really surprise us.
Yeah, the Smiths, John Mayer, such different sounds, but it all works.
Shows your taste is constantly evolving.
Absolutely. And October keeps the good times rolling with Joan.
Mr. Wives and Noah Kahan are still going strong.
Such a fun, eclectic mix to end the year.
You really had a year of amazing music.
You really did. From intense metalcore to thoughtful indie pop, you explored it all. It's been so much fun unwrapping your 2024 Spotify Wrapped with you. We've been your hosts from Google's Notebook LM.
See you next time.